This is Darren Callahan, director of G. Riley Mills' new play for the theater called Death and Devils, which is running at Polarity Ensemble Theater. It's in Wicker Park in Chicago, Illinois. And we'll have more information for you at the end of the broadcast. But here is a quick insight into G. Riley Mills and myself as we work on the production leading up to the festival. So to start off, I'll ask a clever question here of Mr. Mills, playwright. This particular play, Death and Devils, is based on true people and true events. And I would like to hear a little bit about how he was inspired to write that. What was the germ that brought forth that script?
Thank you, Darren. Yeah, so I came across the story of John R. Brinkley, I think it was 2 years ago. I read a blurb about a book called Charlatan that was written about Brinkley. And just reading the blurb, I could not believe that this was actually a true story and that no one had ever done anything with this amazing story. So the first thing I did was I got a copy of Charlatan, read that book, and knew within about 10 pages that this would be a story that I wanted to, you know, spend my time on trying to adapt it and write it for the stage because this character was just unbelievable. And so there, over the years, there have been probably 5 or 6 different books written about Brinkley and his escapades and his accomplishments. And so I went back and I sort of read all the different accounts from all the different books. He even has an autobiography he wrote called The Life of a Man, which I actually waited until the very end to read that because you're not sure what's true and what's, you know, just outlandish, unbelievable things. So I waited till the end, till the play was almost finished to read that one because I didn't want to be colored by, you know, his propaganda. So read those stories, read those books, and then, you know, just researched the period, researched the time. And I did that for about a year, just researched and just compiled as much information as I could. And then just started trying to figure out how to tell this huge story in a, you know, in a 2-hour play.
You know, actually, that's always a fascinating me with adaptations or true life stories is how maybe you chose what events to put in and what events to lead out. There's obviously a lot of dramatic meat in the play, a lot of fascinating things. Some things are combined, but how did you decide, hey, this is a moment that needs to be in there, not just so people can follow the plot, but just because it was very cool?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, as I was, you know, banging through all this research material and all this, you know, different historical accounts of Brinkley, certain incidents would pop up and I would jot down that one saying, all right, somewhere that's got to be in there. This is amazing. And, you know, by the end, I sort of had all of these events and then it was a matter of sort of putting them in some sort of order and some sort of structure that built, you know, scene after scene after scene to the climax. And actually the, you know, the big courtroom finale is where I started because I found the transcripts from the actual, you know, courtroom showdown between John R. Brinkley and sort of his nemesis at the American Medical Association. And, you know, I started there saying, okay, I know we're building to this because that's basically, you know, these two guys walked into this courtroom and only one of them was going to walk out with their reputation.
John R. Brinkley, the charlatan doctor of the play, is played by Kevin Stark, who is a very well-known local talent. And in the play, you know, he does a really good job of balancing what is a very charming man, which is what is obviously a liar and a fraud. As you were writing it, how did you kind of meld those two ideas together and make him, you know, somebody you wanted to follow or at least at some points root for?
Yeah, in Brinkley, he's one of the most interesting characters I've ever, you know, had a chance to write because you do. He's just so charismatic and he's so interesting, but he's also, you know, maybe out of his mind. I mean, he's almost a serial killer in some respects, yet he made $12 million during the Great Depression claiming that he could replace impotent men's testicles with goat glands and cure them of their, you know, all of their problems. So it worked for a lot of people and he helped a lot of people. It's just he didn't quite go about it the right way.
Well, to say the least. Well, this will conclude part one of our podcast, and stay tuned for part two, which is either available somewhere near the page you are listening to this one on or very shortly. So check it out. And again, Death and Devils at Polarity Ensemble Theater in Chicago in Wicker Park has 2 performances, Friday, May the 14th. And May the 23rd, Sunday. The Friday performance is at 7:30 p.m. Central Time, and the Sunday is at 2 p.m. Central Time as well. Tickets are available through Polarity Ensemble, that's PE Theater, www.theatreofjohnrbrinkley.com. And we'll see you at the next podcast. Thanks.